Friday is the firing line where we take your questions and issues that you call in to 888-212-8871 and talk to either Michelle or Chris. And those questions are answered on air on Friday on the Friday show 12 to 1 Pacific, 2 to 3 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern live. Also available on podcast. You can email at contactus@neutralmedical.com or call 888-212-8871. We leave your question with Michelle or Chris, and we'll answer your issues or health challenges on air on the Neutral Medical Report program. Listen live to your particular questions with your first name, your city, your state, where you're from, or country, and we will try to help you with your health issues with a free protocol. You can also get free protocols if you call 888-212-8871 or email us, and you'll get a free protocol. And if you've purchased even one product, you can get a call back live after the show by Dr. Bill or an email back with your specific starter protocol. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate a new you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing nutriment for healing been available. Anti-aging requires correcting mineral-activated nutraceuticals that jump your gene defects and corrects poor diet to deliver to the cells of building blocks and tools to rejuvenate you. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with young healthy cells to wind back the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at Nutri Medical, that's NutriMedical.com, 24/7, or our order line 888-212-8871, that's 888-212-8871, NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Listen to the Nutri Medical Report 2 to 5 Central, Mondays to Fridays. Nutri Medical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages. NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Oral chelation is important to remove heavy metals and to remove by phase 1 and phase 2 detox pathways toxic volatile chemicals from your body. We use Keeler Max oral chelation 2 to 3 capsules morning and bedtime, and Ultra Zeolite non-acid wash zeolite to remove heavy metals. And for phase 1 and phase 2 detox support, we use our nutraceuticals that can support that, including Life Support, which has phase 2 detox pathway support, as well as our antioxidants, Gamma A+, Cell Detox Glutathione, and Ultrathiamin B1 to get rid of free radicals. And for chelation support also, we use the Ultra Zeolite, what's called Xenoestrogen Detox, that supports the xenoenzyme pathways to remove xenotoxins from the body. Infrared sauna can help as well as Lumen Photon, and the use of our antioxidant water, which is H2-plex hydrogen water, along with antioxidants, CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol, Power C+, the most powerful Power C, Cell Defense Plus, and Cell Detox Glutathione. We order at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Diabetes is a condition that we can reverse by reversing insulin resistance in the tissue. I start with Verstatin that reduces glucagon as well, another hormone that's elevated as well as insulin. Biotin Plus, which is very important, and the use of our other chromium cruciferate, that's the organic chromium, as well as glycemics, a special drink that will lower your total blood insulin and sugar by lowering the surge of carbohydrates coming into your body by lowering the glycemic index of all your meals. So, .coms, 888-212-8871 diabetic protocol will reduce your need for drugs and insulin, dramatically reducing heart and vascular disease and prevent you from developing terminal illness. It'll increase the ingress of sugar into your muscles, insulin resistance in your tissues and vascular disease, and prevent neurological problems from developing. Get it at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. To the NutriMedical Report. I am talking to Jonathan Gray, and I called him on my cell phone, having passed through our little DOS speaker, because his Skype is still screwed up, and he's not going to have it fixed for a couple of weeks yet with his technician. But Jonathan, you're there, and we have pretty good audio, don't we?
We do. Yes.
Now, I've gone on your website, which is Before Us, BeforeUs.com, and if you look at it, you see some special offers about the Vatican, Islam, and Jerusalem. That's that video series, which is really amazing. You've got lots of remarkable e-books and stories that go back to many of your colleagues that have done archaeological research validating the Bible. Yours is one of the most important shows I have in my network of shows that I do every week, 15 hours of programming. Plus, I do video recordings. I'd like to do some videos as well with you, as well kind of going over some of your books and video clips and so on Vimeo and YouTube and all the social media. Now, Jonathan, what do you want to cover today? Because I know we had a really excellent story last week, line. We were talking about the proof that Yeshua was the Messiah and how there were attempts to try to take you out of the biblical and historical proof that he was the Messiah. And it also explains the arrival of the Magi, which are literally my ancestors from Isfahan, which are the combination of the Medians and the Kohanim, that were taken by the Medo-Persians 2,800 years ago. So let's go on. What's your topic today?
I thought we would resume the search for the Ark of the Covenant, which is related to the crucifixion of Yeshua.
Yeah, I'd like you to go through that. Now, how is it related? What are the connections?
Well, for 800 years, the Ark of the Covenant was the most sacred object in the world. From the time when it was constructed at Mount Sinai in Arabia to the time when the Babylonian armies came against Jerusalem in 586 BC, during all that time the Ark was the center of the Hebrew worship.
Right.
And then in 586 BC, with other precious items from Solomon's temple, it vanished. Now, at that time, Jerusalem was surrounded by the army of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon.
Right.
And according to Jewish tradition, the temple vessels were taken and hidden in a cave by Jeremiah and the temple priests. And their location was kept secret but forgotten. All that was known for sure was that it was hidden in a cave. And they remained lost for 2,500 years.
Wow.
Now, when American archaeologist Ron Wyatt, after a three-year dig, claimed to have discovered the Ark of the Covenant under Jerusalem, he did present one object from the same cave to the Israeli authorities. And this convinced them that he had indeed found some items from the first temple. Well, my investigation, as I mentioned, I was a skeptic of his claims at first, but a skeptic has two choices. He can either sitting in his ivory tower and living the objections of everyone around him, or which so many critics unfortunately do with things that are true. Or the other choice would be to confront the man personally, go to the sites that he was claiming to have found, take my own teams of experts, and check out whether he was telling the truth or not.
Right.
And I opted for that second course. Well, my investigation had led me to numerous localities in a number of countries. And I was satisfied that the Ark had not gone to any of these places where others were claiming it to have been. But that it had not been taken by the Babylonians, or later by the Romans when they destroyed Jerusalem in AD 70, and that it had not been destroyed either. Now, according to tradition, the Ark and other temple treasures had remained hidden throughout the time of the Babylonian invasions, throughout the 70-year exile of the Jews in Babylonia, and the entire Second Temple period, and they remained hidden throughout the centuries while Jerusalem was under foreign domination, and they remained hidden to the present day. And thorough research will reveal that to any honest searcher. Now, in October 1978 began a story that could yet prove to be the most significant event in modern.
Yeah, please continue. Please continue. Are you still there, Jonathan? Yeah, somehow your audio cut out for a second. Go ahead, please continue.
Okay.
I guess because we're talking to you in a cell phone all the way to New Zealand and patching it through my speaker system. Please continue.
Okay. In October 1978, Ron Wyatt has developed a theory on the location of the long-lost Ark of the Covenant. And he believed that the Golden Ark would be found beneath Old Mount Moriah in the vicinity of the cliff face that's sometimes called Skull Hill.
Ah, okay.
Because it contains a skull face that many Christians believe was where Yeshua, that Jesus, was crucified.
Yeah, in fact, there's some pretty good historical support of that, right?
Exactly, yes. Now, it was not without basis. A study of historical records revealed that the Ark vanished between the 18th year of King Josiah, when it's recorded as having been moved back to Solomon's temple, and 35 years later at the siege of Jerusalem when the temple was destroyed by the Babylonians.
Ah, okay.
Now, when we go to the Old Testament scriptures, the second book of Kings, the second book of Chronicles, and Jeremiah, we find it's not recorded as one of the items listed as taken to Babylon during the three invasions. And so the likelihood would be that it was hidden just before the temple was destroyed. And to have escaped seizure, the Ark would have had to have been hidden outside of the old city. But to get out of the city while it was surrounded by the Babylonian army would have been impossible. However, it may have been possible to secrete the Ark through the floor of the temple to tunnels below, which continued just outside the city, somewhere in the no man's land between the opposing forces of the Hebrews and the Babylonians.
Ah, okay.
And although that was never previously suspected, it was a reasonable thing that the Ark could have been hidden in the vicinity that Wyatt had chosen. Okay, so January 1979, Wyatt and his team began their excavation in Jerusalem. And given the broad nature of the clues, they had little idea where to start digging. The site that Wyatt selected was being used as a rubbish dump. In fact, there was a dead cat on it to start with.
Ah.
So there was very little visual promise there. was so much rubbish in front of Skull Hill that several truckloads had to be carted away before digging could commence. Of course, as we would expect over the millennia, the city of Jerusalem has been razed and rebuilt several times, and each time the new city has been simply reconstructed on top of the ruins of the old. And as the Ark was last seen over 2,500 years ago, Wyatt decided to initially dig straight down along the cliff face, because much of the cliff face was covered with built-up rubble of the centuries.
Yeah, keep that thought. We're going to break, Jonathan. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned to BeforeUs.com. Jonathan Gray, ancient archaeologist, biblical proof of very important facts for not only our day, but through the history of the Bible, from Testament times to the new times of today and beyond and the end times. Cardiovascular health involves the use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, cardiac and blood vessel inflammation, support mitochondrial function, prevent the development of vascular disease through mitochondrial and vascular protection from homocysteine, heavy metals, volatile chemicals, and oxidized fatty acids, and non-uronal hydroxycholesterol that can cause the formation of foam cells. Nutraceuticals can dramatically improve heart health, such as Cardiovasc, CoQ10 Supreme, CoQ10 Ubiquinol, Omega Supreme Pro Monoglyceride, the use of anti-free radicals such as ultrathiomine B1, cell detox glutathione, and gamma E+, and the use of magnesium glycinate, the most absorbed tolerant form of magnesium. You can obtain our protocol at NutriMedical.com, plus we can do particular testing and consultations with you. Again, NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. The phone number is 888-212-8871. You can get a free starter protocol with adjustments based on testing. As well, you can get a call back if you purchased any product in the last year. Anti-aging of the skin, hair, and nails involves the use of things to support collagen, elastin, hyaluronic acid polymer, prevents wrinkling, to improve the strength of hair, and also the rebar inside your bones and connective tissues. We have Collagen Max, triples the rate of proline transhydroxylase, the NutriMeds Royal Jelly. Topically, we have Pregnenolone Cream and DHEA for skin health, and NutriSilver to kill any offs. As well, we can heal the body using HCG that increases growth hormone, and Red Deer Velvet DR that supports the building blocks 300 plus 6 hormones, as well as the use of NutriMed's Royal Jelly, as well as D2-ergothionine to stimulate the stem cells for regeneration. We have additional technologies which we can provide for you at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871 for the best health and beauty you can achieve with NutriMeds. NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it really works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system, raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com. CBD oil is known to be able to help to block pain, balance the immune system, and turn off the amazing stress response of the body. CBD oil can help to heal the body from autoimmune disease and suppressed cancer cells. So our CBD oil is the most powerful liposomal delivery system in the world at 37 milligrams per 1 ml dropper and 500 milligrams per 50 ml dropper bottle, with the most powerful absorbing technology in the planet, with polyphenol liposomes to deliver the highest dosage across your cell membranes, your central nervous system, cardiovascular system, and immune systems. There's like liposomal CBD oil in order for the immune system to lock on receptors throughout the body, through the neuraxis, the immune cells, the liver, the kidneys, and all the solid organs, and even your stem cells. Nothing like liposomal CBD oil. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Yes, and welcome back. So, by the way, Jonathan, we're introducing to give him a free radio.co show. I don't know what times he wants to do the show, but he can do 1 hour a week, he can do 2 hours a week, he can do an hour every day. We're going to put this in every podcast network platform on the planet. I purchased a database of 1,380 news talk radio stations in America. I'm purchasing databases for Canada, Europe, Australia, New Zealand. We're also going to be taking some of these shows and converting them to video by adding pictures. You can even contribute and send me the pictures to Adobe Premiere Pro so we can actually put them up on Vimeo and YouTube all over the planet. Amazing stuff. I mean, your website and the information you have is totally unique. I don't think there's anybody like what you do on the planet. And you've accumulated wealth from some of your cohorts that have done research. Some of them are gone. Like you mentioned the gentleman that did the research on the Ark of the Covenant and the research on Noah's Ark. He's long gone, but he left a lot of his information with you, didn't he?
That is correct, yes.
So is there anybody like you anywhere, Jonathan, that does this kind of work?
Well, I don't really know. I haven't heard of anyone who's doing it to the depth that we've continued to do it. But it is really important.
It is extremely important. A lot of people that we call non-academic, they think the Bible is like a fairy tale. It's not. The Bible is a book written out of eternity, which God exists in, where there's no past or future to God. God is omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. And when he works through his scribes and his prophets, he's simply passing people through time information that's eternal. Eternity and eternality doesn't have any relationship to time and dimensions, does it? But people don't grasp that. They don't realize that the devil is just aping God. And the devil can only pervert and destroy destroy the relationship with God. The creator is God, but he's also the destroyer. People don't get that, do they?
That's right. He has
what I want people to understand is your website has some very unique material, and they need to support you. They need to get in and get your books and videos and other material at beforeus.com. Let's continue this dialogue, because the Ark of the Covenant is very key, and you mentioned Ron Wyatt, what he discovered there, and the artifact. Was it something inside the Ark of the Covenant, or is it something associated with the temple that convinced the temple people in Israel that he did indeed have the location of it, which is, I think he mentioned it was below the Temple Mount itself, or is it below that that Skull Hill. Where do you think he found it?
Right. Before he found it, as he started removing the rubble in front of Skull Hill, he and the team discovered a platform of bedrock in front of the cliff face, and in this platform there were four cross holes for crucifixion.
Really?
Now, it's very interesting that as digging went on in front of the platform, into an area of packed earth, a lower level of bedrock was struck about 4 feet deeper. And once that was cleared, there was one cross hole higher up on the elevated platform. But as they dug down in front of that platform, they found another platform, a little lower, 4 feet lower, and it had three more of these squarish crucifixion holes.
Really?
And they believe that these were holes especially made to hold crosses for crucifixion, and that's been confirmed.
Right.
Now, the elevated cross hole was measured and found to extend 23.5 inches deep into the solid bedrock. And it appeared that this was where the star attraction in a crucifixion of several people was crucified, elevated several feet above those who were crucified around him.
Right. So in other words, it'd be a main actor, if you want to call it being crucified, and the minor actors.
Exactly, yes. And so without doubt, here was a crucifixion site. And the question was, since this is in front of Skull Hill, which has always been the name of that place, could this be the actual site of the Golgotha place where Jesus of Nazareth was crucified? Golgotha being the Hebrew for the skull. Calvary is the Greek word for the same location. Now, biblical writings tell us this event did take place near Skull Hill, the place of the skull, this very place where they were now digging. Now, soon after this, they broke into an extensive honeycomb of natural caves and tunnels inside the mountain. And each time tunnels were discovered, they were disappointingly empty. Now, after 3 years of this, one local Arab who had proven very honest and trustworthy, Rifat, he was small and slender, a young man who was a great help in squeezing through some of these impossibly tight tunnels of the excavations and reporting everything that he saw. Is it worthwhile going this direction? No, he would say, no, there's nothing there. And so they'd follow these difficult honeycomb of passages, which sometimes led through to a chimney to connect with the tunnels below, so narrow that Ron had to exhale just to wriggle through. Now, emerging into a wider area, he saw a tiny opening in the wall of the passage. And directly in front of the hole was a stalactite, about 16 inches long. I have actually handled that stalactite, and I think I've put a photograph of it in my book, Ark of the Covenant. It's a very significant location here. So in front of the hole was a stalactite. It almost appeared to be guarding the hole. And moments after crawling through the tiny opening, Rafat came frantically tumbling back. And he cried, "I'm not going back in there! I'm not going back!" And he was trembling and shaking. And his eyes showed complete and utter terror. Now, Rafat claimed that he had seen nothing. But whatever his experience, certainly it was stark and real, and he left that chamber and never returned. Now, with Rafat's reaction throbbing in his head, Ron purposely checked his watch. And as he records, it was 2 p.m. on Wednesday, January the 6th, 1982. Now, there was only 18 inches clearance, and Ron lay on his stomach and inched forward into that area with nothing but the flashlight in his hand. Now, the beam of light shone forward over a huge pile of rocks that had been inside this particular cave. And something shiny caught his eye. He began removing the rocks one at a time.
Keep that thought. We'll be right back, Jonathan. We're going to break, so we're going to be right back. I want you to keep that thought so we continue. We're working on trying to improve things so we have a longer period of time to talk. Be back in just a moment with Jonathan Gray and BeforeUs.com. You need to visit the site, support, get those books and videos. You can do it anywhere in the world online. Back in a moment. Diabetes is a condition that we can reverse by reversing insulin resistance in the tissue. I start with Verstatin that reduces glucagon as well, another hormone that's elevated as well as insulin. Biotin Plus, which is very important, and the use of our other chromium cruciferate, that's the organic chromium, as well as glycemics, a special drink that will lower your total blood insulin and sugar by lowering the surge of carbohydrates coming into your body by lowering the glycemic index of all your meals. So, .coms, 888-212-8871, diabetic protocol, will reduce your need for drugs and insulin, dramatically reducing heart and vascular disease and prevent you from developing terminal illness. It'll increase the ingress of sugar into your muscles, insulin resistance in your tissues and vascular disease, and prevent neurological problems from developing. Get it at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Please continue that thought. You would say they saw this metal, and where was this cave now again, so people can collect their thoughts and move on? Where was the cave located?
Yes. The digging was outside the old city of Jerusalem.
Right.
In front of the quarry that had been used in the past to quarry stone and had left behind, as a result of the quarrying, an appearance like a skull in the cliff face.
Right, and of course it's in this cliff face where the cuttings were made to actually put the crosses for the sacrifice according to Israel and for Yeshua Jesus. Yeshua HaMashiach is actually his correct name, which means the Father incarnated in the flesh. And the people that were co-sacrificed beside him, remember the person on the left and right of him that's in the biblical record. Please continue.
Yes, and after that crucifixion site had been found, that was unexpected, totally unexpected. But after that was found, the digging resumed, and there was a honeycomb of caves inside Skull Hill. And as Ron lay on his stomach, Ron Wyatt, and inched forward into this particular cave with nothing but a flashlight in his hand, A beam of light shone forward over the huge pile of rocks that he had to remove that was covering something inside the cave, and something shiny caught his eye. So he continued to move the rocks one at a time, very slow, very tedious work, but just under the rocks were planks of dry, rotted wood. And beneath the planks, as he removed them, were the remains of animal skins. And they were so affected by dry rot that when they were touched, they turned to powder. And the animal skins were laid over a golden table with raised moulding around the side, and the decorative moulding depicted an alternating pattern of a bell and pomegranate. Well, Ron's heart raced. He knew that he was in a chamber with objects from Solomon's temple. And you can just imagine it, with the adrenaline rushing through his veins and with mounting anticipation, he scanned the rest of the chamber with his torch.
Right.
And a crack in the ceiling had a deposit of a black substance, and that caught his interest. And slowly and painfully, Ron crawled over the rocks to the other end of the chamber, and there he saw a stone case which extended through the rocks. It was a thin-walled case, similar to those used in ancient times to contain important objects. And it was cracked completely in two. It was just as though the crack in the ceiling had jumped through the air and continued down through this object. Now, the smaller section of the cover was moved aside, and that created an opening into the stone case. And although it was too close to the ceiling to look inside, Wyatt now knew what must be in that stone case. Well, he made several other trips back to the site, armed with cameras. If he couldn't retrieve the Ark of the Covenant, he could at least secure photographic evidence of its existence. That was his plan. And by inserting a long pole through the opening at the top of the stone case, he tried to photograph it. Well, a Polaroid camera was brought in, but the photos turned out foggy. He brought in the 35mm camera, and again the photos turned out foggy. And finally, a video camera was brought in, but again the images were fogged. And that was odd, because everything else that he tried to photograph in that cave, there was nothing foggy about it. Only this particular location inside the case. Well, unfortunately, in each attempt, the developed image showed a strange effect in front of the cherub, which he could see clearly. The cherub, there were two cherub arched over it, and there was a supernatural golden mist that obscured the view. Now, being a religious man, Ron Wyatt concluded that he simply wasn't supposed to take any photographs. So he made several more trips into the chamber before eventually reporting what he had found to the authorities. Well, perhaps not able to believe what Ron told them, or perhaps recognizing the problems that could arise were it known, Ron was asked not to tell anyone at that time about what he had seen. But it was too late. Ron confessed that he had already told a few people.
Ah. Can I insert a thought here?
What is done is done. They asked him not to reveal any more details than he's already shared.
Let me throw a little information in here. Nicolas Saliba, that was the stonemason, actually was working in the Russian church in the eastern part of Jerusalem, and also was working in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre for the Greek Orthodox, brought us into parts of the chamber, and actually the Greeks brought this to mention the Greek Orthodox Church, which is in Jerusalem, tried to say that there was a sacrificial area, that the blood went down through the floor into a place where there was a sacred chamber down below there. What I heard from my sources is what you say, is that the blood from Jesus descended down through from his being stabbed by the Ark of Destiny, the Sword of Destiny, or Spear of Destiny in the side, and descended down through the rocks to be poured over the Ark of the Covenant and the angels at the Ark. Is that story true? Do you think that might be true, that in fact the Ark was stored below the actual skull area where he was sacrificed?
Yes, and we'll provide further information on that as we proceed with our story.
That might be true, because that's what Nicholas Saliba told me, and his family were stonemasons there for thousands of years. And he said the Orthodox were trying to say that this happened at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, which I don't think is true. It's just like the Greek Orthodox made the false statement that the mountain that Moses received the Ten Commandments was in Sinai, when you've proven very clearly it was in Saudi Arabia, right? It was across the Gulf of Aqaba, right? Please continue.
Okay. Sometime after this, Wright was able to present an artifact from the excavation to the authorities, and what he presented convinced them that he had indeed found some items from the First Temple. Now, after this event, the Israeli authorities decided to test public reaction to a possible discovery announcement of the Ark of the Covenant, and the result was a bloody clash and many deaths. Now, the morning of Monday, October the 8th, 1990...
Was a bloody clash with the Muslims or other groups of Christians?
Between Muslims and extremist Israelis who want a third temple on the place where the Muslims have their mosque.
Right. The Mosque of Omar, they call it, or the which was used to be the old Church of St. Catherine, right?
That's right, and it's also called the Dome of the Rock.
Right, exactly.
And this will survive, that day will survive in history as the Temple Mount Massacre.
What year was that? What year did that happen?
11 Israeli worshippers and 21 Arabs were shot dead.
Oh, really?
And 125 seriously injured in the clash between Zionists and the Arab Muslims.
What year was that roughly?
That was October the 8th, 1990.
That's not long ago.
No.
Amazing. Keep that thought. We're going to be going to break again, Jonathan. We'll be back in just a moment with more from BeforeUs.com. Jonathan Gray, the most amazing ancient biblical archaeologist on the planet. Go to his website, get his books, get his videos. Support what he's doing as he moves forward, and hopefully we'll also have a new show on MyRadio.co network. We're going to put on every podcast platform on the planet as well. Back in a moment.
At One Iodine that you can really trust, a medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science, then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Diabetes is a condition that we can reverse by reversing insulin resistance in the tissue. I start with Verstatin that reduces glucagon as well, another hormone that's elevated as well as insulin. Biotin Plus, which is very important, and the use of our other chromium cruciferate that's a organic chromium, as well as glycemics, a special drink that will lower your total blood insulin and sugar by lowering the surge of carbohydrates coming into your body by lowering the glycemic index of all your meals. So, .com's 888-212-8871 diabetic protocol will reduce your need for drugs and insulin, dramatically reducing heart and vascular disease and prevent you from developing terminal illness. It'll increase the ingress of sugar into your muscles, insulin resistance in your tissues and vascular disease, and prevent neurological problems from developing. Get it at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Welcome back. And so, Jonathan, please continue your thoughts on this. Very important topic, discovering the Ark of the Covenant and the connection with the sacrificial death of Yeshua Jesus outside the city on the Skull Hill, which is an excavation site which is excavated out to literally look like a skull, which is quite remarkable that they did that, isn't it?
It is. Well, the object which one lad brought out of the underground cave was an ivory pomegranate head of the priestly scepter from Solomon's temple.
Really?
And this was positive confirmation that vessels from that temple had now been found. But one problem was to arise.
Just repeat that again, because we lost our sound for a second. Go ahead. We're back.
And people were able to photograph it.
Yeah. This was a scepter from... It was actually a vessel from Solomon's temple that was given to the Temple Association in Jerusalem, right?
Yes. It had been partly broken off at some time in the past. And the museum authorities had placed a sign next to it stating that it is a sensational discovery of great significance to the history and archaeology of ancient Israel. And they added, the only known object from the first temple built by King Solomon in Jerusalem. Now, it had been found by an amateur under the noses of the professionals, and this turned up a few noses. And the reaction from professionals was that the item was a fake.
Right.
But the inscription on it was not from King Solomon's time, but had been forged. And the reason they gave was because three letters adjacent to an ancient break stopped before the break, and it was assumed that a forger was fearful of breaking off more of the pomegranate if he went too close to the fracture.
Ah.
Well, soon after this, there came a reaction from others who were more honest. One paleographer, Robert Douche, he announced from Tel Aviv, "Are there no limits to hypocrisy? Why are leading Israeli paleographers not allowed to examine the artifacts?" And then he named a number of experts who were the best in their field, and they were not allowed to inspect it. And he said, "As a paleographer, I have handled and published more than 1,000 West Semitic inscriptions, including seals and seal impressions and so on. And in my capacity as a paleographer, I contacted the Israel Museum for permission to check the pomegranate. And I was refused. It was only after my lawyer appealed to the museum's director that I was allowed to visit the museum and examine the pomegranate. But they informed me I would not be allowed to use their microscope. So I brought my personal microscope and its camera. And once I got there to the laboratory, personnel told me that they do not have a table on which I can place my microscope. And only after 10 minutes of a dispute, they provided me a table, but no chair. And then they told me I would not be allowed to touch it or turn it round. So they were reticent that I should ever, as an expert, examine it. But they preferred to stick to the claims of others that it was not genuine."
Mm.
He said, "In any event, I spent more than an hour and a half checking the inscription on the pomegranate and taking several excellent photographs of the lettering. And my conclusion was unequivocal. The letters were engraved in antiquity and not in modern times."
Ah, okay.
"And many letters maintained a fine, genuine patina. It had been engraved before the ivory was broken." Now, then he said, "Was the genuine artifact, why was it declared to be a fake?" He said, "I can only speculate what is the exact motivation of so-called professors and their rubber stamp team to declare a perfectly genuine inscription a fake."
Now, this is, by the way, in the early 90s, when Ron White was there, right?
That's right, yes. And the big problem here is religion and ideology, both political and disciplinary.
Right.
And then Professor Yitzhak Roman of the Hebrew University, he examined the pomegranate under a scanning electron microscope to reach the same conclusion, and he said the pomegranate itself is admittedly genuine. And the patina is genuine, the patina over the lettering. And later, on a later expedition that Ron made, we come back to the crucifixion site now, and he began to focus on the two cracks. One in the ceiling, and one on the lid of the stone case that enclosed the Ark of the Covenant. And it almost seemed as if the crack had come down through the rock and leapt through the air to start again by splitting the lid of the stone case. Now, we know that doesn't happen in real life. But looking at the black substance that had run down the crack and dripped through the gap in the lid to land inside, there was also some splashed on the lid of the stone case, and samples were taken of the black substance. And detective work was begun by investigating the extent of the crack in the ceiling. One team member sat up by the ledge outside at the crucifixion hole, and Wyatt entered the chamber to push a rigid metal tape up through the crack in the ceiling, and the tape emerged on the left-hand side of the elevated star attraction crosshole. And that was 20 feet through solid rock in a straight crack.
Wow.
And samples of the black substance were then taken from the crack, leading from the crosshole, and they have been analyzed and found to be human blood.
Wow.
Now, the theory that Ron had been was that the blood of Jesus Christ was copiously spilled when the Roman soldier thrust his spear into Yeshua, Jesus, to confirm that he was dead on the cross. And history records that this took place at 3 p.m., April 27, A.D. 31. Now, the actual date can now be totally confirmed beyond any doubt. But on that, at that time, when Jesus Christ died, an earthquake struck the rock, and the rock was cracked open. And there was a reason for that. Well, now, in recent days, I've been asked, how did the Israelis react to the find? And I must speak frankly, Dr. Bill, from the information I'm able to acquire, it's evident that the authorities do not know how to handle this discovery. And they have a right to be nervous.
Well, the problem is that the Jews and the rabbis tried to change the documents so they wouldn't accept the prophecies that proved Yeshua was the prophetic in the star signs, the solar and the lunar signs you talked about in the previous show last week. So please continue.
That is right, yes. And so the United States News and World Report put it pretty well. In a land torn by competing historical claims, archaeology is a weapon. Also, so there's the political aspect of it.
Right, plus also it's a victim of suppression, too.
It is. Now, when the authorities ordered the crew to seal up the entrance to the excavation tunnel leading to the chamber, it became evident that absolute confirmation would be impossible at first and until the blood was tested. And no matter how wonderful and exciting would be the display of these items in that cave, it seems that they will not come out. Now, the bottom line is this. The Hebrew Ark of the Covenant and numerous vessels are stashed in a cave there. It's not far from the Arab bus station, about 270 yards north of the old city wall and the Damascus Gate. And six Israeli men who were sent in to retrieve these items died in the attempt.
Wow. Is this in Arab territory just outside the city?
Just outside the city, yes.
Wow. Keep that thought. We're going to do some more shows. I'd like to do a little video of a presentation, too, but we'll soon, when you get your technician straightened away, we'll get you on the your radio.co show network. Keep in touch with me about what times you'd like to do, daily, weekly, whatever. We need to get your material promoted, Johnson, because your work and your ministry is very unique and time and very important prophetic. Understand the archaeology that proves the Bible is not a fairy tale. It's true. Thank you, Johnson Gray. Thank you. BeforeUs.com. Go to visit now. Purchase and support.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.